From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. There are now more than 5 million U.S. households that don't use traditional cable or satellite options for watching television. They're called zero TV households.
If you want to have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio was great. Now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
Seems like TV's the thing every year, but it's a different kind of TV. What if you're not watching on cable or satellite? Well, some folks like me still use antennas once in a while. They're even better now that you pick up a digital signal. But many are going online for options like Netflix streaming or Hulu Plus. According to research by the information company Nielsen Holdings, 5 million households, many of them just in recent years, maybe you are one. 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW. How are you watching TV these days? 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. One of those 5 million, Monica Guzman, technology columnist for the Seattle Times and GeekWire, one of her most recent columns titled, Why I'm Done Watching TV on TV. Monica, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So most households still have cable or satellite. We're still talking about a pretty small proportion of all TV watching households.
Yeah, it's something like 5% of the market. But you see an outsized panic from the television industry because they know this is a trend that's going to grow and something that's here to stay.
And you've cut the cable?
Yeah, I actually did it back in, I started to do it back in 2007. And then once Netflix started streaming, somewhere around 2009, just streaming took hold. I stopped ordering those red envelopes and I just streamed everything online. So we have a TV, but we never watch actual broadcast or cable. It's always Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and anything I ever want to watch, pretty much.
And that really changes one's viewing patterns, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I have to commit to shows. So I don't want to spend my time with something that isn't awesome. I rely a lot on word of mouth from friends. And once I find a good show, I could be in a multi-day intoxication. It could be days.
The Battlestar Galactica episode of Portlandia, where they spend the skit where they spend weeks and weeks
exactly.
And lose their jobs and lose everything because they're so obsessed by it. And that's the way a lot of folks watch it now, because you can get it as quickly as you want to. And even on those series that come down the line, now that Netflix has pioneered original series that they're releasing all at once, House of Cards, the Kevin Spacey series, people are gorging on stuff immediately. They don't even have to wait a week.
Yeah, exactly. When that series first dropped, it was 2 seasons. All at once, every episode. A lot of people, that was their weekend. And actually, Netflix is coming out with more episodes of the series Arrested Development over Memorial Day weekend, which is smart because people are going to need a few days.
So are you watching more TV this way, Monica?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm watching less drivel. I'm not spending my time channel surfing or, you know, dealing with a whole lot of ads. So in that sense, but I feel like I'm watching a lot better TV. I have more control over the shows that I want to watch.
And this is really a problem for the networks, at least part of their problem. Goldman Sachs found that last month broadcast ratings for the coveted 18 to 49-year-old demographic fell 17% during the winter months compared to the last winter. Goldman Sachs called it the sharpest pace on record. So all these people are not turning to Netflix and Hulu because those numbers aren't really huge. Do we know where they're going if they're not watching broadcast TV?
Oh, I mean, that's a great question. There could be a lot of other things going on. YouTube has always been, a pretty big deal. They're about to roll out subscriptions, actually, so that you'll have to pay to watch certain YouTube channels. So watch for YouTube to really start to come up against a lot of what TV is doing these days.
The cute dog channel. What kind of channels are they? I know Netflix or YouTube has been for a while been a test bed, allowing some creative people to try to build up their own channels. And now it sounds like they're going to leap to a revenue solution to paying for that.
Right, which a lot of rock stars on YouTube are very happy about because it's been something that they've monetized one way or another for several years. And there are some channels that have some pretty substantial content. So even though the puppy dog, kitty, gets you the 10 seconds of laughter. That's not really where the strong content is.
Let's go to Dave. He's listening to us today in Stelico. We're talking about no TV. It's kind of the TV movement without cable or satellite. Dave, thanks for giving us a call today. Have you cut the cable?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Have you gotten rid of the dish, cut the cable?
I just have the no cable, no dish. I laugh at all the cable and dish commercials because I'm saving money, just having internet and a home phone.
So you're saving a lot of money on it.
Yes, sir.
But don't you miss it?
No, you can get the digital signal. I plug it right into the wall. Like if I had cable, it's a great antenna. And then I have the internet TV, which plugs right into the TCIP cable, plugs right in the back of the TV. So I have Netflix on that. And I agree with the last person you spoke with who said I'm watching better TV and I'm watching TV on my terms.
And does the picture work as well as it does from, say, cable TV? Do you get any stuttering, any problems, any delay, anything messing up?
You know what happens sometimes, and it's in there is a delay sometimes when it's over the air, and all you have to do is click the channel over, and then go back to the channel, and that usually resolves it. So when there is some sort of delay, it's just a matter of syncing up the TV by clicking the channel back and forth until you're back on the digital channel.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for calling. And Monica Guzman, she writes for the Seattle Times and GeekWire. I've noticed some little quivers there sometimes when you're watching something on streaming video. How about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think one area where this is still in development is streaming live events like the Super Bowl, the Oscars, the Grammys. Those are actually, I will confess, those are the moments where I do turn into my just free over-the-air TV antenna to watch those events. The streaming on those has to get better because, yeah, the quality's not always reliable, and people, they'll still look for online streams to watch those events, but they're a little eh. But overall, I mean, the quality's pretty surprisingly good. And I also love that most of the time you get no ads or just one ad instead of, five in every break.
And I got to say, I bought an antenna, back to the golden days of the old rabbit ears. If you buy an antenna now and hook it up to your television set, if you've got a tuner and point it towards where the antennas are, you will pick up not all just the network shows, not just Fox, but all the sub-channel programs. And I am told, and I believe this is true, that the signal you get over the air now is not kind of condensed. So you actually get a higher quality signal when you're watching broadcast TV with an antenna, and you're not paying those cable fees. So that makes it kind of nice.
Yeah, that is kind of nice.
The news coming out today is, and this might be really a game changer, an ABC TV has started a new service, and it's going to allow you to watch your local station as a digital stream. Now you can watch ABC shows on delay, but now you'll be able to watch them on the air as they're aired on your iPhone, your iPad, and your Kindle Fire. Is this a game changer?
Oh, yeah. This is a very, very big deal. ABC is the first of the major broadcasters to live stream their entire programming. And they're only doing it this week in New York and Philadelphia, but they want to expand quickly. And part of it is in response to a startup called Aereo, which is really making a lot of broadcasters very angry because they're selling a service where people can watch any broadcast channel on their phones. And they're evading a lot of what you'd expect, what affiliates have to pay in order to do that, et cetera. And they think they found the legal justification to do it, but they're facing some challenges. So ABC's step seems to be in direct confrontation with them.
Well, and this is a real threat to television stations. Why are you going to watch Como if you can watch what Como has at your own convenience? It kind of undercuts television stations, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, that's one of the things I think is just a big value change in the way we watch TV is, and one of our listeners said that, it's TV on our own terms. Why just drop in, to a TV show because it's 7:30 and whatever, you were somewhere else? Isn't it great to just be able to start your show whenever you want? Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to DVR it. You didn't have to work for it. It's just all on your terms. It's whatever you want, whenever you want. It's a la carte. It just makes sense with a lot of the ways that we're living with technology these days.
I do wonder what the long-term impact will be if it undermines local television, just in the sense that local TV, we like to slam local TV news, but they do tell us what's going on in our community to a greater or lesser degree. And if their sort of financial model is undermined, will we be getting everything piped down off of streams and not have as much local television news as we had in the past?
Right. It's the same disruption we saw with newspapers a few years back, and it was delayed, but it's coming to TV and TV news and local TV content. And they know. They're all pretty much – everyone who makes any kind of content is scrambling to figure out how to make the business work online.
You're talking about no TV. Have you cut the cable, thrown away the dish? Are you getting by with streaming video? And how do you like that? How's that working out for you? What do you like about it? What do you maybe not like about it so much? 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Monica, for someone who might just want to jump into this, got any tips for them about the services they should look at, things they should do, things they should try out?
I would say, I mean, if you haven't tried anything, Hulu is nice because Hulu, there's Hulu and there's Hulu Plus. On Hulu, you'll find a lot of the programs that are on TV, but again, on your own terms. And you're able to watch quite a bit without having to pay for Hulu Plus, which gives you deeper access to a lot of content. So yeah, Hulu does a great, great job for free. And you might find that you'll want to go a bit deeper.
I'll speak up for Hulu, too. They're running the Criterion Collection, which is this astounding collection of classic films. It's as though you're going to a film class by diving into that Bergman, a lot of classics of film. It's a great way to check them out. It costs a little bit of extra money to go with the Hulu Plus, but it offers you some kind of great options there. I want to change the topic to something else you've written about that I'm fascinated with, and it's called showrooming. Explain showrooming to people who maybe not have heard the term before.
Yeah. So showrooming is when you're in a physical store and you see something that you want, but instead of buying it at the store, you look it up online, maybe right on your smartphone, right when you're at the store, and maybe you buy it on Amazon.com instead of buying it at the store. So you've just used the store as your own showroom.
And you wrote about this. You caught yourself showrooming.
Yes.
And you kind of scolded yourself a little bit.
Yes. I walked right into a moral dilemma and shared it with readers. It was actually at Third Place Books up in Ravenna, and I saw a book that I wanted, and it was $35. And I thought, well, I'll just get this on the Kindle. It'll be half that price. I looked it up on the Kindle, and it was half that price. But I took a picture of the book in order to remind myself to buy it later, and instantly it was just filled with guilt. And I looked around, and I thought, oh my gosh, are any of the employees, did anybody see me do this? So I ended up not buying it online, thinking about it, writing about it, came back, talked to the people at Ravenna, at Third Place Books, and ended up buying the book there for twice as much as I would have spent had I bought it on the Kindle.
So you were subsidizing Third Place Books in a way.
In a way. And as I said in the column, I'm not sure that that's something I can do a lot. And I'm not sure that that's going to keep bookstores around or keep other stores around that suffer from, you know, this, people going in and just using their wares as a showroom.
And you were telling me a lot of people responded to this, a lot of folks afflicted by the moral dilemma of showrooming. Do they just go for price or do they just use the place to go and try something out? I mean, people can go in and try on clothes, do all kinds of things you can only do in a store,
right,
and then turn around and not buy it there. It really presents some issues, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I was really floored by the reaction because it was so polar. Some people just saying, oh my gosh, of course, you pay twice as much in stores. We need people to support local stores, which is a great sentiment, of course. And people on the other side said, this is the market economy. This is a capitalistic society. People care about price. You know, even if a few people decide, you know, that out of guilt or wanting to support a local business, which is a great motivator, that they're going to do something against their own economic interest, but that's not sustainable. So, you know, forget all of that and just do what makes sense to you.
Well, you paid the full $35.
I did.
In this case. Is that going to be the way you'll always go with this? Or
well, you know,
you still leave it open to yourself?
Yeah. One of my readers made a great suggestion, and he said, you know, I just do the following. If I find the item online, I buy it online. If I find the item in a store, I buy it in a store. So I kind of like that idea. You know, that makes it sort of linear. But I'll be honest, it makes me not want to look around a store for an expensive item because then I'll have to buy it at the store. And what if I could have saved a lot of money? So this is still an open one.
Back to our conversation about TV, Jose wrote to us, and he's wondering about serendipity. He writes, what does the new streaming style of TV viewing do to serendipity, channel surfing, and stumbling onto something you had no idea existed?
Well, I think more about the opposite of serendipity, which is just having to deal with a bunch of stuff that you don't care about. So channel surfing, I'm I don't want to remember channel surfing. You know, you're just clicking one channel, another. What is this reality show? Like, what? It's a terrible commercial. So I'd say the benefits outweigh the cost. But it's a fair point. Although online has a lot of serendipity. When you land on Hulu or Hulu Plus, I very often end up watching something other than what I was there to watch because they're featuring it on their page and it sounds interesting.
I got to say, channel surfing can be soul crushing.
Yeah.
This is my life. Click, 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 click.
Exactly.
Click. And as you say, there is also some serendipity when you go onto some of these services and find out things that are available that you didn't know about. But I kind of go back to the fact that the cable TV companies and the satellite TV companies have just refused to unbundle their operations.
I mean, yes.
You get so many channels you don't really care about. Now, you can buy some of the premium channels, but what if you just bought the channels that you wanted to use? And they seem to refuse to bend on that.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the broadcast channels are starting to stream. I wonder if we'll ever see the cable and satellite companies unbundle.
Yeah, it's like with a lot of other things, it's the business holding them back. The business model is based around bundling and has been for a long time. So consumers for years have been talking about the dream of a la carte cable, and we're only slightly closer to it. It's still kind of slow. And I think, if you don't move fast on that instinct of consumers to want to watch TV on their own terms, there's going to be trouble.
What have you found lately on Hulu or Netflix streaming that you're really a fan of that you'd share with us today?
Oh, I mean, in a way, the usual. Game of Thrones. I let that show load. What I mean by that is it's been coming out every Sunday, a new episode, and I watch it on HBO Go, which is their online site. But instead of watching it every week online, you know, like you would with TV, I've actually let it load. So I let about four episodes go by and then went in and watched four episodes kind of all in a row because it's a lot more fun for me to do that. So Game of Thrones is a good one. I've been watching a show called Smash, and I couldn't tell you what network airs it because I only watched it on...
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I heard it was canceled. They were moving, apparently, the time slot on live TV so much maybe that it just got lost. But I love that show, and apparently it's canceled.
Now, do you have to have HBO to have HBO Go? Do you have to have a cable service and subscribe?
I think they're changing it, but I think mostly yes. And that's where I have to make another confession. I have a family member who shares their password with me.
Aha.
On HBO Go. Yes. And that's actually a habit that's very common.
This is a co-located family member.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So. Well, then that's probably okay.
Oh, wait. You mean co-located? Like
in your house?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're far away.
All right. We just found a workaround. I mean, I'm also a big fan of Amazon.com. We can purchase Mad Men. Got to get my Mad Men on Monday, but you can't watch it while it's up there. Hey, Monica Guzman, a pleasure as always to have you with us. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks. This was fun.
You can read her on GeekWire and in the Seattle Times. Monica Guzman. David Hyde produces our show with Arwen Nix. Production help from Hannah Byrne, Cameron Drews, Andy Hurst, and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.